Senators, representatives, good morning, and guests. The Conference Committee on Transportation, Tourism, Economic Development, and Economic Development Transportation Appropriations will come to order. Lisa, good morning. Please call the roll, please.
Senate conferees, Senator Gardner.
Here.
Senator Huckel.
Here.
Senator Latvala. Senator Lee.
Here.
Senator Margolis.
Here.
Senator Ring.
Here.
Senator Thompson.
Here.
Senators at large, Senator Joyner, Senator Richter, Senator Smith, Senator Thrasher. House conferees, Chair Hooper.
Here.
Representatives Artiles, Bracey.
Here.
Caldwell, Fullwood, Goodson.
Here.
Pasadomo.
Here.
Powell.
Here.
Rollerson.
Here.
Ray. Rogers.
Here.
House members at large, Representatives Baxley, Coley, Gibbons.
Here.
Gonzalez, Holder, M. Jones, O'Toole, Rousson, Schenck, Thurston, Waldman, Williams, Workman, Young. Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lisa. Good morning, everyone. And Mr. Vice Chairman, we have before us your Senate offer number 3, and we turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm gonna turn it over to Skip to. But let me, before Skip goes into it, if you don't mind, I've got a couple comments now and then when okay. Skip is done, but just some of the guiding ideas and principles where we are. We have kind of gotten to a point where there are a couple issues that I'm not sure the Senate's comfortable with, but we did make some adjustments, and I think I can sum it up where we came in and we did everything we could to take care of the House projects. We took care of the Senate projects. And we've made some adjustments on some proviso language, and we feel very, very comfortable about the offer that we've put forward to the House. So with that, Skip, if you want to walk through it, and then I'll have a couple more comments at the end. Thank you, Chairman.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first change is on page 2. Again, look for the black highlighted row numbers. On row 47, the Senate is offering the House amount on Space Florida, and there is some proviso on row 446 that we'll look at when we get down there. On line 48, we've gone to the House position, moved all of the funding up into row 47. On row 58, we're offering the House amount funded a little differently. On row 61, we're offering the House amount, again, funded out of trust instead of GR. On row 69, we've modified the Senate position down to $52.2 million in total funds, of which about $48.4 is the seed trust fund. On row 80, offering the House position. Row 82, the House position. Row 83, the House amount, but funded in trust. On row 87 on the next page, offering the House position. Row 91B and 91C, we're offering those two amounts. I'm not even sure we should have shaded those. Yeah, those probably shouldn't have been shaded. Row 112, offering the House position. The next change is on page 4. On row 158, on the motorist modernization IT project in highway safety, we're offering the same Senate amount. However, we're offering to put it in a qualified expenditure category, which requires the LBC to approve disbursement. And we're also going to offer some revised proviso to go along with it for you to consider on row 458A when we get down there. On row 160, House position. The next change is not until you get to page 6. Row 226, House position. Row 240, House position. Rows 246 through 249, moving to the House position. And in fact, on row 249, actually going back to one of the prior House positions. On the next page, we accidentally left 263 through 265 shaded. Those shouldn't be shaded for this offer. On the next page, 328 shouldn't have been shaded, but 357, we've modified the dollar amount for the road fund because of adjustments that we've made in a couple of the issues below, including row 358, where we've gone to the house position, and line 370, row 370, we've gone to the house position. Row 370A is a new Senate offer. On the next page, row 405, taking the house position on both of the projects that are in there. Then down into the proviso on row 421, we are picking up the first paragraph of the house's proviso that was in the last offer, and the second paragraph, which was originally in the Senate offer, we have modified to some new language dealing with the signal and traffic control devices. It'll replace what we had in the prior Senate bill. Row 432, picking up the House revisions for the proviso on regional planning councils. Row 435, we have received some suggested revised language from the Florida Housing Finance Corporation to make the administration of these set-asides work better, and so we are offering that as the first paragraph, and the second paragraph in that item is the same as our prior offer. Row 438, economic development tools. The first three paragraphs are identical to the House's last offer, including the Florida Manufacturing Extension Partnership. The fourth paragraph is the same that we had had in the prior Senate offer on film. And then the fifth paragraph is a new piece of proviso dealing with permissive language for Enterprise Florida to negotiate a new project. On the next page, row 444, the first half of that proviso is the same that we had in the last Senate offer, but the second paragraph is what the House had in their last offer. They merged together pretty well. Now on the next page, page 14, we had an error here when we were putting this together last night. Row 445 should not be shaded. We're not really making any change in the proviso there, but we meant to shade row 446 and move the House language into the Senate offer column. So the language on row 446 that's in House offer number 2, we intend to offer that in Senate offer 3. We'll make that change before we send you the file. Row 452 is the House position. Row 457 is the House position. Row 458A is the new language I mentioned earlier about the motorist modernization issue in highway safety. Again, maintaining the Senate's same dollar amount. Line 459 is the House position. Line 466, we're adding a new paragraph at the bottom on that one. You'll see in bold, it deals with the Cape San Blas Lighthouse, and it really just makes the funding contingent on the county and the city reaching agreement on where the relocation is going to go. And then implementing bill sections, we've determined that there's a need for the implementing bill to have a part of the traffic control language that goes along with the proviso that we modified up above for the traffic and signal devices. And the last one, DOT has advised us that they think they need substantive authorization for the railroad quiet zone, so we're offering to construct a new section to go in the implementing bill on the railroad quiet zones. And that concludes the offer, Mr. Chairman.
So, Mr. Chairman, kind of to sum it up, as I mentioned before Skip started, so we're going to hold our position on the Miami Skyline. Scripps is not part of this offer. Favica is not part of this offer, and the skills review is not part of this offer. I also want to make sure that it's known that line 249, which I believe, Mr. Chairman, was an issue you were interested in, you had come off that, the $500,000, I bought it back. And we're kind of to the point, Mr. Chairman, where we have taken care of the Senate projects, we've taken care of the House projects. We certainly would take a five-minute break if the House wants to maybe convene and see if you'll take this. If not, then we would stand by to take another stab at the proviso, but we're kind of where we are.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman and Senate members. Let me start by saying that we do appreciate another, you almost stayed up really late or came in early, a generous offer. And each one has been generous, and you've been, all of you have been wonderful to work with. So I don't forget, just in case this would be our last meeting, I want to wish Skip Martin a long, fruitful, and happy retirement. I know where he's going. It's a beautiful spot. You deserve to escape from all these people in this zoo and go enjoy life. So congratulations to you. Mr. Chairman, instead of trying to make that decision in a five-minute break, if it would be acceptable to you and your members, let us go back, and I know there was a couple of things that were shaded and shouldn't have been. Make sure we understand all of those and let our staffs have the opportunity to interact with each other, and you and I will be available. And if we think we're done, then we'll be done. If we think that we have some movement to get to help you, I'll be glad to come back and meet any time until this is taken away from us, if that's acceptable.
Absolutely.
And in the case it's not, thank you for 2 years of a nice partnership. You're a good man, and you make a wonderful Senate president, and I've enjoyed every minute that I've known you here and in the House. Thank you, sir.
And Mr. Chairman, the feeling's mutual. It's always been very cordial, and I know sometimes when we get into these, we have a hard time getting to where we need to get, but you've always been just a very, very good gentleman about it. So I've enjoyed it, and we will stand by to either take it or come back, whatever you'd like. Thank you.
Anything else to go to the order? But seeing and hearing none, we stand adjourned.